Join us to navigate your awakening as we share the ancient science of transformation. Practicing this ancient wisdom will help you tune into your power and unlock your greatest potential. If you are ready to embark on your awakening and discover your soul path, then please welcome your host and transformation expert, Trinace.
Welcome to Season 2 of Navigating the Awakening. This is The Rising. I am your host, Trinace. Thank you for joining me today. I greet you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. I would like to begin with the internal light meditation so that we can all align our energies with the cosmos, with the universal light of Source. If you are driving or listening to this and not able to close your eyes, then please simply open your heart and allow the intention of healing to move through you. Allow each breath to relax you more and more as we go deeper. Let's begin. First breath in. Breathe out. Second breath in. Breathe out. Third breath in. Breathe out. Relax. Allow your breaths to find their natural rhythm. With each breath in, allow yourself to become centered and focused. And with each exhalation, release all tension and stress, any mental distractions or images, and allow yourself to be in this moment in meditation. Focus your attention on the center of your chest. See your internal light as it illuminates your heart, as it fills your heart with brilliant, healing, white light. Continue to see this light as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath, allowing your heart to be free of any darkness, any heavy or negative energies. Allow the light to fill your heart with peace, love, joy, and forgiveness. Continue to see this light as it expands throughout your chest, growing brighter and brighter with each and every breath, moving into your lungs, filling your lungs with healing energies, removing any blockages, allowing each and every breath to move more healing energy into the body, grounding you and aligning you with the higher vibrations of the cosmos. Continue to see this light as it expands and fills the chest completely, moving up into the shoulders, down into the arms, the elbows, the forearms, the wrists, moving through the palms and fingertips, allowing for healing energies to flow through the palms, radiating out into the world and all around you. And now continue to see this light as it moves up through the neck, releasing tension and stress, moving into your cheeks, your ears, your nose, your eyes, and into your forehead, activating your third eye. And now moving up into your crown, activating the connection with your higher self, allowing for clear communication, clear downloads. And continue to see this light as it now flows down into your diaphragm and your stomach, activating healing within these organs of deeper breathing and the assimilation of your nutrients, flowing into the small intestine and the large, bringing healing to these organs of digestion and elimination, allowing you to assimilate your nutrients and your light energies. Continue to see the light as it flows into your kidneys, your liver, your gallbladder, your spleen, your pancreas, and your bladder. All of your organs, tissues, and cells are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect health, perfect alignment. Continue to see the light as it flows into the colon, the uterus, and the sex organs, bringing healing to these organs of rejuvenation, regeneration, and reproduction, allowing you to have the courage and the wisdom to know when to release all energies that no longer serve your highest good. Continue to see the light as it passes through your hips, moving through your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, and into the soles of your feet. You are now filled with healing light, bringing you into perfect balance, perfect health, aligning you with all that is good, all that is desired. Continue to see this light as it flows through the soles of your feet, turning into silver cords that move deep into Mother Earth, anchoring you and grounding you to Mother Earth, allowing for any excess energies to flow through these cords to be given to Mother Earth to create something beautiful. And now continue to see the light that is within you as it grows brighter and brighter with each and every breath, until this light turns into a golden white light, raising you in vibration and frequency, bringing instant healing to your mind, your body, and your spirit, allowing for the alignment with the cosmos, with the universal forces of creation, bringing you into perfect harmony with all that is. Continue to see this golden white light as it now flows through the pores of your body and all of the openings to surround you in a beautiful healing bubble of white golden light. Allow this energy to protect you, to increase you in all that is good, all that is desired, to heal your skin, your hair, to be a magnet for you, to draw your dreams into your reality. Continue to see your light as it now grows brighter and brighter, as it moves out to fill the space that you are in, carrying this beautiful luminescent golden white light to every corner of the space that you are in, raising all in vibration who pass through this light, who come in contact with this light. Continue to move this light through the walls or any obstacles very easily till it moves out into your environment, carrying this healing golden white energy, allowing this energy to now spread throughout your neighborhood, your town, your village, your city, until all is consumed in this white golden light, raising all in vibration, bringing healing to all beings who come in contact with this light, who desire to be one with this higher vibrating light. Continue to see your light as it now expands throughout your country, raising all life in vibration, assisting and any healing that is needed to align and harmonize, to revitalize and rejuvenate all life. Continue to see this light as it now spreads throughout the earth, where all of our lights join together as one, as we reconnect through our hearts, through our light, through our love, raising planet Earth in vibration, bringing healing to our entire planet. And now see our lights as they join together as one, reconnecting us, reuniting us wherever we are, and our oneness, in our love, and in our light. Continue to see this light as it reaches deep within the earth, raising each and every inch of the earth in vibration, going beneath the waters, connecting with our family of light wherever they are, for us to be reunited through our hearts, reconnected through our consciousness, through our desire to be one again. Continue to see the inner earth as it is raised in vibration, allowing us to reconnect to our subterranean family and our family beneath the waters, allowing Mother Earth to be revitalized and rejuvenated, raised in consciousness and vibration, bringing her into the fifth dimension easily. Now allow all of our lights to join together as we are reconnected through our hearts, through our light. See this light as it now passes out into our atmosphere, the energies that surround the planet that we live on, reconnecting with those who live in this atmosphere of the earth, allowing for a reconnection, continuing to increase our light, our union, our oneness, our strength, our love. Raising Mother Earth to the highest vibrations possible at this time, dissolving and disintegrating any lower vibrations, any thought forms, any energies of any kind that are not for our highest good. Continue to see this light as it now fills the earth, surrounds the earth, and now moves out into the galaxy that surrounds this planet, spreading throughout our galaxy, reconnecting to the planetary life forms and all life that exists in this galaxy, reconnecting us through our light and through our love, reuniting the family of light through consciousness, through desire, through intention, for healing, for reunion. Allow this light to now expand throughout our universe and into the multiverse, reconnecting with our star family, wherever they are, our galactic family of light. Allowing for remembrance, an increase in wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Allowing for all energies that do not serve us to be shed, to be disintegrated, to be removed, allowing for clarity, healing, rebalancing, harmonizing, and raising in vibration on every level, healing all beings of light and all beings that desire the light. And so it is, and so it is. Thank you. Thank you, family. Thank you for sharing your light with me. Wow. The strength and the power. I hope you can feel the vibrations as they have increased so much. They're so intense. This energy that we start flowing. Thank you so much. Blue skies to you all. Blue skies. We'll begin our discussion today with the second of the court cards. In our previous episode, we discussed the king, and today we will go over the queen court card. The queen of scepters is the wands and suit of clubs. This card represents the summer and fire energy. The queen of scepters signifies a person ruled by the sign of Leo. Haughty, high-spirited, ambitious, and resolute. Right side up, it denotes a Leo woman. In reverse, a Leo man. The dominant idea is I will. The Queen of Cups is also the suit of hearts. This card represents the autumn and fall energy, as well as the water element. This signifies a person ruled by the sign of Scorpio. Active, selfish, proud, resentful, reserved, and thoughtful. Right side up, it denotes a Scorpio woman. In reverse, a Scorpio man. The dominant idea is I desire. The Queen of Coins is the suit of diamonds. This card represents the spring and air energy. This signifies a person ruled by the sign of Libra. Good, high-minded, noble, and amiable. Right side up, a Libra woman. In reverse, a Libra man. The dominant idea is I balance. The Queen of Swords is also the suit of spades. This represents the winter and earth energy. This signifies a person ruled by the sign of Virgo. Studious, even-tempered, ingenious, and witty. Right side up, a Virgo woman. In reverse, a Virgo man. The dominant idea is I analyze. So these are the Queen Court cards of our sacred Egyptian tarot and their meanings. And of course, we learned last week that they all have a value of 10. All of the court cards have a value of 10. And so the Queen itself. These energies are then ruled by the energy of Uranus. So they are quick changing. They shake things up. They bring great powers in. And they allow you to awaken to the deeper truths of the self. Now, last week, we discussed Arcanum number 12, the Martyr, who is related to the astrological sign of Pisces. And Pisces is ruled by the planet Neptune, which is a planet of duality. And that also applies to the sign of Pisces. This is the ruler of spirituality and dreams, as well as illusions and addictions. It is capable of both great positive and negative forces. So Neptune and Pisces represent duality. And this is why the symbol of Pisces is two fish. The duality is of the seen and unseen worlds. This card can be heavy or it can be very powerful. It is the way you perceive it and it is the way that it is applied. Now, there is a possibility to transmute the lower energies in order to find the higher vibrating ones. And that is true with every sign, every planet, every energy, especially within our universe of duality. So we spoke of the energies of Neptune and the beautiful gifts that Neptune brings us of love, and not the love of Venus, but the love of God or the Creator, which is not bound to physical emotions and things of that nature. Neptune is agape love, the love that goes beyond all things and the love in which we all have been created. This is also a duality force, which comes in through the energies of humans, I guess you can say. Because we are looking at these things from a human perspective. And of course, if you were born on another planet or came from another place, then Neptune could represent something very different. But as we have been experiencing the third dimension here on planet Earth, we are in the midst of duality. And this presents an issue for humans, as our Arcanum number 6, the two paths, represented to us, allowing us to choose which path virtue or vice that we would follow in our lives. So Neptune has a lot to do with this energy. And because it represents the number 12, then it allows us to see through the energy of Pisces, which is the number 12, that six is doubled. And the two paths energy allows us to see it from a different perspective through the vibration of 12. This represents the duality of the seen and the unseen worlds. So within the seen world, we have duality, and also within the unseen worlds, there are the same things. There is duality. So we are going to go a little bit deeper today into this card for just a brief moment, because it's necessary for us to dive deeper into the magic of this card. Now, we discussed previously that Neptune ruled mind control and black magic, as well as many other positive attributes. But because we have just come through the age of Pisces, which is ruled by Neptune, this is significant for us to go a little deeper into. We as a humanity have been under mind control and manipulated by dark forces. And dark magic has been in use during the entire age of Pisces. And we can look back into our history that we know of on this planet and see all of the manipulation of humanity on this planet in a very dark way. By people and other forces, of course, that take over the physical forms in order to control the individuals, humanity, and to have power on this planet. So we are now in the midst of working to break these dark spells and to free ourselves from this energy as we move into the age of Aquarius. Arcanum number 12 is the martyr, which symbolizes the certain fate that ever follows those who use magical powers for personal gain and to bring harm to others. We are also discussing this in further detail because as we move deeper into this age of Aquarius and Pluto being in the sign of Aquarius, we will see more of this because Pluto also represents this energy of transformation, death and transformation. Aquarius, of course, is the sign that rules all of this innovation through technology. And we will see manipulation take place through technology as we already have been since the era of television and radio. So it's very important for us to be aware of the things that we have to deal with on this planet while we are incarnated in these physical forms, because we are working to awaken into our spiritual higher self at the same time having to be aware of the lesser exciting things that happen here. Maybe things we want to not know about, but we must know about them in order for us to be aware of them and to take stands to protect ourselves. So this is why the ancient Egyptian tarot gives us some tools to assist us in our soul ascension and our soul path. And all of these major arcanum give us messages that relate different laws and principles for us to use as stepping stones to assist us in this ascension process, which is a physical transformation as well as mental, spiritual, emotional, and so on. So there's many different things that we have to know about in order to complete this process. So the martyr card brings us a message that is about transformation, but it is about transformation through the process that we call death. And when we understand this term death in many different ways, then we're not so afraid of it when we hear it, because there are many different forms of death, and we spoke of this. We have heard of the living dead, and when people speak of the living dead, they're talking about consciously, the people are not aware. They are very, very dense and unaware, not just asleep, but in a state of death. So when we look into ancient teachings, ancient wisdom teachings, at many times we're referred to at this time on the planet as the living dead, because we are going through an awakening process. And this is why they speak of a resurrection of the dead. It is the people that are here, and is speaking of a state of consciousness. So as we dive deeper into the card, the martyr, and we look at it through the fact that it symbolizes a certain fate that ever follows those who use magical powers for their own personal gain and to bring harm to others, we're going to look at it in a deeper aspect. The martyr himself, with his legs forming a cross above the triangle that is created with his arms tied, represents a sign that the magician has become the servant of the very elemental forces he sought to master. And we discussed this in Arcanum number 1, which is the magician card. Because at some point, as you grow stronger in your knowledge and your wisdom and your power, you have to make a choice. And that is the Arcanum number 6, the two paths. Which direction are you going to go with your power and your knowledge? Are you going to follow the path of light or the path of darkness? We are taught by the ancients that the path of darkness represents the service to self path, where the people choose to take their power to use it to gain more power for self. It's not looking out for the greater self, which is only thought of in the perception of oneness. But when you are in a negative service to self perceptive idea, then you do not see oneness. You see the duality. You see separateness, which is an illusion. Overall, it is an illusion. But this is also considered the path that is not, because the dark path ends. It ends within the early lower sixth dimension. And isn't that interesting? Because again, the sixth arcanum is about two paths. So we are told that in the lower sixth dimension is where that negative services self path ends. And then it becomes one path, service to others. Because truly, when you are in service to others, you are in service to yourself in the higher sense, because you see the oneness. And through this oneness, we are united, we are raised, we are healed, and so on. So as a soul travels through these different stages of development, it will have to choose. And some choose that path of darkness because they see it gives them power, it gives them, you know, money, it gives them something that they desire, and then they will use it to manipulate others. So the ancients have given us warnings of this. Now, the practice of magic, according to the ancients, must be used with wisdom and unselfishness, or else it inevitably leads to tragedy. Those who attempt to use sex magic to attain power merely fasten to themselves evil elementals that often force them to betray all that they love and then to commit suicide in their attempt to get free from these evil forces. We see this on this planet, and this is why you need to be aware of it, because there are many different cults in magic cults out there that use these things. So you need to know these warnings that that's going to end in a bad way. Now, the positive message of this card reminds us of an ancient magical law. It says, give all thou hast of breath, of power, of life, in right action and just duty, with lawful motives. Remove and release the contamination of the heart, and you shall instantly be filled with celestial light and become a higher refined being. This is the process of cleansing the shadow, cleansing the shadow self, of bringing the lower self into submission to the higher self. And that is what all of the beginner arcanum speak of, starting with number two, the veiled Isis, when she brings you the knowledge of duality. From that point on, you must deal with the duality of the self. This is all about us. This is all about our journey as souls through this physical incarnation. So it is important for us to see that there is light and darkness within the self, and then to begin to work consciously with intention to overpower the darker side, which means to bring it into submission to the higher, to the greater self. And then to begin to cleanse and heal the contaminated matter that we have within the heart that has been placed there through different experiences, to really heal the heart, to heal the mind, to remove ourselves from the lower dimensions of consciousness. And at that point is when we begin to be filled with celestial light. And that's why we begin with the internal light meditation for each show, to help you with that process of removing these contaminated energies from the self and bringing greater light, greater consciousness within our being. And this is part of your healing process. This is part of the soul's ascension. This is a necessary part of our daily lives, is to practice the internal light meditation whenever you can. It will help you so much. Now, we have a lot to discuss after our break. And so now, after our station break, we will begin our discussion on the Reaper, the 13th of the 22 major arcana in the Sacred Egyptian Tarot. We'll be right back in just a moment.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
Welcome back to Navigating the Awakening. Now let's begin our discussion on the Reaper, also known as the Death card in the modern day tarot. This is the 13th of the 22 major arcana in the Sacred Egyptian Tarot. The Reaper astrologically relates to the zodiacal sign of Aries. In occult science, the meaning is mundane astrology. The human function is the sense of taste. The natural remedy are herbs like hemp, mustard, broom, holly, dock, thistle, fern, garlic, nettles, and there's even more. The colors are the lighter shades of red. The minerals are amethyst and stones such as ochre, brimstone, and red stones of various kinds. The letter is M. The number is 13. Remember, these are all synonymous. M13 expresses in the spiritual world as the perpetual movement of creation, destruction, and renewal. And this relates very much to Plutonian energy. In the intellectual world, it expresses as the ascension of the spirit. In the physical world, it expresses as natural death, which is described as the transition through which the soul leaves its physical form to function in an astral form in the astral world. there is a quote that I would like to share with you. It says, "The universe reabsorbs without ceasing all which springs forth from her bosom that has not spiritualized itself." We are taught by the ancients that our souls are created with a limited amount of energy, and you must reach your spiritual goals before this energy burns out. Everything must grow and evolve. Now, according to the ancient Toltecs, who also speak of the same energy that is limited within each soul, they believe in the blossoming, which we call the awakening today, that a soul must blossom, which means it comes into its higher form. It goes through that transformation, transmutation process to become a more refined being. That is the process of this physical life that you are supposed to be moving through, learning different lessons on the physical plane in order for you to blossom. Everything must grow and evolve. And so we'll speak more about this energy that each soul has and the time that you are given in order to go through your blossoming. Now, please close your eyes in order to see the Reaper card within your mind as it was done in ancient times. Arcanum number 13 is pictured as a skeleton reaping human heads, hands, and feet. On the blade of the scythe wielded by the skeleton is a serpent and a scarab. In the background, we see a large rainbow. The progression of the scythe in its work is the emblem of the perpetual destruction and rebirth of all forms of being in the domain of time. The serpent on the scythe represents the viral energy that has carried the soul, the life force, and is also symbolized by the scarab. This is a pilgrimage of the soul that experiences many births and deaths through its manifestations in the physical realms. These include the mineral, plant, and animal kingdoms up to the human form. The skeleton mowing the human heads, hands, and feet signifies the reaping of souls. This is what some refer to as the harvest. The souls that have ascended are represented by the rainbow in the background. This rainbow is very symbolic, holding many powerful meanings. But to put it simply, it shows the activation of all seven levels of the physical being, represented by the seven colors of the rainbow. They mirror the seven colors of the seven chakras, as these are activated during the ascension process. This is the power of transformation that this card holds. Now, if the soul does not complete its work to spiritualize itself in the given time, then it will be harvested in time to be returned to source. The harvest of souls that have not completed their task in time is what is also symbolized by this card, as you see the skulls and bones on the card. This represents a death. The goal is to ascend, to transform yourself, and to reach the higher realms of frequency and vibration before your spiritual energy is depleted. This is what the rainbow symbolizes, the achievement of this process of ascension. Death or transformation is your choice. Now, within all of the other arcanum that we've spoken of, and also when we go back to season one, our native earth astrology, we have spoken about this energy that is within you, that is stored within your body. And as a soul, you have a certain amount of energy. And as a physical being, you have a certain amount of energy. So within the physical form, you can only hold so much energy. The rest of it is stored within the astral form, the energy body. And there are things that can deplete this energy. And we've spoken about this before. Excessiveness, overeating, overdoing something, too much sex, too much of something begins to deplete this energy. And so you are always trying to strive for balance in your life so that you can maintain your energy. Also, too high of emotions, be they positive or negative, they react the same in depleting the energy. And this is why you see great wisdom teachers are very calm at all times. Even when there's something very positive happening, you don't see them get all excited because that also depletes your energy. So it's about having a level of balance within the self, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally, in order to maintain your energies. So we haven't gone into detail in this show, with the radio show, on where these points are within your body that stores the energy, but I have gone over this within the podcast, Awaken the Heal and Reclaim Your Life, where the seven centers within the body that store this energy and how it grows if it's not depleted. So one of the places is the lower dantian. It's behind the belly button. And this is the first reserve. This is where the energy is stored within the body. That is one of the reasons why the umbilical cord is connected there, because this is the first place the life force is stored within the body. And you can see it's in the lower half of the body, right behind that belly button. So this is very affected by physical desires, physical lusts and appetites that can really drain this energy. And so this is why this is always considered the animal part of the body. This is why it is driven by desires and appetites, because it lives within this lower half of the body. If you can control, if you develop your willpower so that you are in control of your appetites, all types of appetites that we experience, when you gain control over them, you develop enough willpower, then this energy begins to grow and it moves into the liver. I don't have time to go through all of them, but the liver is where you develop wisdom. That's where your wisdom energy begins to grow within the body. And as that is not depleted, then it moves to the next level, and that goes to the next level, and so on and so forth. This is the physical manifestation of what they are speaking about when they teach us about the body and soul have a limited amount of energy. It is going to be different for the soul energy and the physical energy, but they kind of intertwine to where they are mixed. That unseen energy becomes physical energy that can literally be measured. So moving through your transformation process means developing yourself to a point where you gain willpower and you begin to exercise control of your appetites of the lower self. And this will assist you in this transformation process. So as we look at this Reaper card in more detail, we'll go into this a little bit more, but you can begin to see where the death of the self that they are referring to is also about the selfish part of you. This has to be transformed to where you begin to see the greater good of all. That's the transformation of the soul. When you die to the self, you die to selfish desires, selfish needs and wants, to be reborn into a higher vibrational being that then sees itself as the whole. This is part of your transformation process. This is what this card represents. People who go through a death state of consciousness are still in the selfish mind, is still controlled by the lower nature, the animal self. And those who move into that rainbow that is symbolized in the back, the higher states of the being, the more refined being, move through a transformation where all become one. So I don't want you to be afraid of this card. I want you to see it in a higher light. Now, the Reaper, number 13, numerically, is the second decav of the number 4. So remember, we get decavs by adding the number 9 to them. So 4 plus 9 is 13. And this indicates realization of a choice of action. What this new plane of realization will offer depends entirely upon how the energies that have been used on the plane left behind were managed. So this is the process of a state of death, and it doesn't have to be a physical death. Every stage of your spiritual development, you are going to die to something. You are going to let something go. And as you move into the next plane, the higher plane, then those energies that exist there, or the lower plane because you haven't overcome something, you are going to experience what you experience because of the way that you were on the previous plane, how you reacted, how you thought, what you did. This means that the life you are living now will affect the life you will experience after leaving this plane and on every level of your transformation. Your soul is eternal, but it is created with a limited amount of energy. So you have to reach source consciousness before your energy runs out. This is how you are replenished. In order for you to remain an individualized soul, this is what we're taught by the ancients, or your energy is reabsorbed. In astrology, Aries is the beginning of the zodiac, where the circle is completed, the circle of life. This is what we discussed in much detail with Native Earth Astrology. Now, the cycle of one life ends in the start of another. This is why everything is about that circle. When the sun crosses the first point of Aries, the astronomical year commences. And when it again crosses into Aries, that year is ended. They call it being cut off or destroyed. And thus, Aries is indicated by Arcanum number 13. It is Brahma as well as Shiva, both the creator and destroyer. The human function of Arcanum number 13 is the sense of taste. The life of the lower kingdoms, when taken into the body of man, undergoes a transformation process. Through our sense of taste, we are transformed either into a higher or lower being. What are you eating? Are you eating to live or living to eat? This is a very important question. What you take into your body on every level affects your state of consciousness. So through Arcanum number 13, we are taught that our sense of taste can bring death or life to us through our choices of what we consume physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. Arcanum number 13 in alchemy. This card represents transformation, which occurs in the substance and the form due to a transmutation process. The activations of polar opposites within the self produce a blend of substances. And depending on which of the polarities you are dominant in, these substances will be very different. If you are dominant in the negative forces within the body and mind, then this will manifest more as a state of death. Your body will be filled with viruses, destructive bacteria, and parasites, just to name a few of the dissolving forces that will be present, because these life forms flourish in a negative, polarized environment. Now, if your body and mind are largely positive in their polarity, you will experience more life. You will not age as quickly as others. You will have more energy, and your mind will be sharper. You experience good health. This is as a consequence of the polarity of both your mind and body. Through this transformation, into a higher or lower form, there will be a change in both your substance and your form. Now, in magic, Arcanum number 13 represents the ability to separate the astral body from the physical one at will and use it as a vehicle to visit other parts of the earth, to visit the homes of the dead, or to explore the tremendous regions of space. It is this process which is referred to in Masonry as traveling into foreign countries. Various methods are employed to bring about the separation of the astral body from the physical without a break in consciousness. Practicing remote viewing is a great way to get a glimpse of these other worlds without a complete separation. One of the safest ways to experience astral travel is to go out of your body during sleep, passing through the pineal gland, retaining consciousness by a realization that you believe that you are dreaming, but always setting an intention before sleep and asking for the protection of your higher self and your spirit guides. This is the safest way. It is highly advised that you work on cleansing your shadow for many years before moving deeper into these practices. The ancient Toltecs were masters of the dream state and the art of cleansing the shadow. Now, Arcanum number 13 in initiation. The soul has its birth into the next life just as its birth into this one. The new birth does not always coincide with the moment of physical death. There can be a short or longer period of unconsciousness in this state of transition. If a person is too strongly attached to the things of the earth and unable to relinquish the strong desires for them, he may be bound for a time close to the earth within the lower astral realms. They may be completely unaware that they have passed from the earth plane, still believing that they are alive and in a physical form. They're able to see and hear everything that is going on with those on the earth. But the so-called living are unable to perceive their presence, except for those who are more sensitive to these subtle energies. If a person before leaving the physical body believes deeply in a certain idea, they will experience it after death. They will have the experience that they believe in. And this will continue until something or someone awakens the soul to their true condition. That world that they find themselves in within the astral realm is just as real and solid as the soul, as this one is to us. Due to strong religious or other beliefs, one may exist in an imaginary world of their own making. This is because everything in the astral realm is a thought creation. And we discussed this in Arcanum number 1. We experience this as well, but it does not manifest as quickly, so there is a big difference in our worlds. Eventually, the soul will awaken into full consciousness of their true situation and new surroundings. In that moment, they are birthed into their new life. This does not have to be on the physical plane, but it is very real for the soul wherever they are. The soul is allowed to see their former life as both judge and the one on trial, so to speak. Your soul gravitates and levitates to the plane which corresponds to your dominant vibratory rate, which was created through the thoughts and actions of your former life. And on that plane, whether high or low, depending on your spiritual growth, you will move into a new environment which corresponds to the harmonies and discords that vibrate within your astral form. Please tune in next week as we dive deeper into the Sacred Egyptian Tarot to discover Arcanum number 14, The Alchemist, also known as Temperance in the modern day Tarot. I leave you in the love and in the light of the Infinite Creator. Have a beautiful week.